The World Health Organization is calling on schools to protect children from the toxic impact of tobacco use by creating nicotine and tobacco-free zones on their campuses. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva. More than 8 million people die prematurely from tobacco use every year, most in low- and middle-income countries. The World Health Organization reports around half of the world's children breathe in air polluted by tobacco smoke. Of these, about 51,000 children die each year from illnesses related to secondhand smoke. WHO medical officer Kirsten Schott says the tobacco industry views children and teenagers as prime marketing targets, as an overwhelming 90% of smokers pick up the habit before turning 18. She says the tobacco industry entices young people to become new users by providing addictive, sweet, and fruity-flavored nicotine products.
Also, what we see is that these products become more affordable to children, for example, by single-use vape sticks, as they are called. They are more affordable. They usually don't bear any health warnings, and children often don't know that they contain nicotine and are dangerous.
To counter this trade, Schott says WHO has launched a new guide and toolkit for school administrators and teachers on how to create tobacco and nicotine-free schools. These guides, she says, provide best practice examples from countries, cities, and schools on what they have done to become tobacco and nicotine-free. She says schools are in a unique position to create this healthy environment because children spend a third of their waking time in schools.
This is the place where children encounter a lot of this peer pressure about using these products, and this is why it's important that schools provide this safe and healthy environment for children.
The WHO guide highlights four ways to promote a nicotine and tobacco-free environment for young people. They include banning nicotine and tobacco products on school campuses, prohibiting the sale of e-cigarettes and other tobacco products near schools, and banning the advertisement and promotion of tobacco products near schools. The guide also calls on schools to refuse sponsorships or engagement with tobacco and nicotine industries. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Also, what we see is that these products become more affordable to children, for example, by single-use vape sticks, as they are called. They are more affordable. They usually don't bear any health warnings, and children often don't know that they contain nicotine and are dangerous. This is the place where children encounter a lot of this peer pressure about using these products, and this is why it's important that schools provide this safe and healthy environment for children.